Officials admit radioactive fish off of U.S. West Coast have a disturbing fingerprint of Fukushima. How many times have we said the West Coast is at risk? Fukushima radiation has contaminated the West Coast. But yet no one really wanted to listen to that. And of course, a lot of you guys have been saying the same things. A lot of other people have been saying the same things until our voices were heard. So many people have screamed at the top of their lungs, look, this is a problem. But no one listened. No one listened. And now, with much assurance, the radioactive contamination would be contained. The Pacific Ocean is contaminated. Researchers from the Woods Hole Institution are reporting that cesium-134, a radioactive chemical that leaked from Fukushima, is being detected in seawater samples from Gold Beach and Tillamook Bay in Oregon. Due to its short half-life, cesium-134 can only originate from Fukushima. Through the Fukushima Inform Project, led by Jay Cullen, who is a chemical oceanographer, reports that for the first time there is a detection of cesium-134 in a Canadian salmon. I don't know about you guys, but I love salmon. Salmon, it's one of those fish that is just so good. Of course, now last year we saw the GMOs happen to salmon, and now we're seeing, of course, what's been building for the last few years. Of course, what's been going, what people have been reporting on for the last few years about a radioactive fish, or radioactive salmon. The Japanese government is re-estimating the cost from the disaster to $188 billion, although this estimate can be increased if foreign governments and companies seek damages for destruction of industry and environment, Statesman Journal reports. A tremendous amount of contaminated water had been released from the destroyed nuclear plant following a 9.0 magnitude earthquake and tsunami in March of 2011. They're saying the numbers now are so much higher than they were in 2011. Let me read this real quick, this little line here. The robot equipped with a high-pressure water pump and a camera designed to withstand up to 1,000 sieverts of cumulative exposure had been pulled off the inactive reactor 2 at the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear complex earlier this week. The Japan Times reported, this is back in February, reported Friday, citing the plant operator, Tokyo Electric Power Company, or TEPCO, the device reportedly broke down just 2 hours into the probe. The failure led experts to rethink estimated levels of radiation inside the damaged reactor. While last week TEPCO said it might stand at 530 sieverts per hour, a dose that can almost instantaneously kill a human being, following the latest aborted mission, a company official has said a reading of up to 600 sieverts should be basically correct. And of course, we've seen other numbers too. We've seen other numbers that are higher than that. But now we're seeing that officials are actually admitting. The Oregon samples, marking the first time cesium-134 has been detected on U.S. shores, were taken in January and February of 2016. January and February of last year, and later analyzed. They measured 0.3 becquerels per cubic meter of cesium-134. Bueseler's team had found the isotope in a sample of seawater taken from a dock on Vancouver Island, BC, marking its landfall in North America. Meanwhile, in Canada, Cullen is leading the INFORM project to examine radiological risks to Canadian oceans following the nuclear disaster. It is a partnership of a dozen academic, government, and nonprofit organizations, including Woods Hole. And they knew this last year, folks. This is not a new discovery. They knew it last year. But we're only hearing about it now. How bad is it now is the real question. What about all the animals that are dying in the Pacific Ocean? Or the birds on the West Coast? What's really going on with this disaster? In the last month, the group found a single sockeye salmon taken from Okanagan Lake in the summer of 2015. that was tested was found to have a presence of cesium-134. The level of cesium in fish is 1,000 times lower than the action level set by Health Canada and isn't going to pose any risk to consumers, Cullen says. I love how they say this. But radiation is within the fish in 2015. In 2016, of course, they've done more tests and they're finally admitting, yeah, there is some radiation in it. Even though you guys were probably right the years prior. But how bad is it now? Because as you can see, this is getting worse. It's not getting better. It's getting much worse. And officials are only just starting to admit that there is radiation. A fingerprint of Fukushima in the fish that's coming off the West Coast. Or in Canada. This is outrageous, number one. Number two, why is it so hard for these quote-unquote officials to give us a straight answer? We deserve to know how bad it actually is. Let me know what you think. That's all I've got for you. God bless and carry on.